La 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 la.
Friends, dear friends, we have a very special Yeshivat Chavirim right now. Everyone has translation?
Yes.
Oh, okay, there is. We have an opportunity for a very special Yeshivat Chavirim, because in this Yeshivat Chavirim, we will be talking about our life, about our mutual life, about our expanded family, our large family, the world kli, and how do we build it together. I just want to say, I just want to share a little bit of my experience with you. A few years ago, about 7 years ago, I was involved in building groups all over Israel. And we started about 30 groups all over Israel. And then I've been thinking how groups are running their life. This was something completely new, something that didn't exist before. Large groups, home centers, and then we started scrutinizing. Rav started moving between groups, and there were questions and scrutinies. And I've been thinking back then that we will build this format, and accordingly, the group will run. There is this organization structure, rules, regulations, and it took me a long time to understand that that cannot be, because we are constantly changing. And part of our work is to scrutinize constantly, and until we build something, then we change, and then we have to re-scrutinize. And part of our work, our illusion, or our desire, our usual desire, is to have a rule and a form according to which we can work, and also problems will be solved, but it doesn't work because we keep growing, our ego keeps growing, the group is growing, going through different states, we're going through different states, so the scrutiny itself is a part of our growth and the development of the group, and not that we have a constant format according to which we can work. And this is something that we have to get used to. It took me a long time to understand that there's no such thing like peace and quiet where everything works, everything's fine, but part of our work are all these changes and scrutinies. And today we have an opportunity, we have an hour. Most of the time will be for your questions that you will be asking about what we're going to talk, but before we will get a short briefing about from friends who've been working with groups for a long time in Israel, Europe, and Russia. A general picture of what we have now. So let's start with questions, answers, and mutual scrutiny. Okay, dear friends, I will give you a short briefing. Our whole world clear, our whole organization is an organization which is built from circles. Its perception is like a family. In a family, not everyone are like the father or the mother. There are teenagers, boys, girls, and kids who were just born. And as the vision of Baal HaSulam says, that the whole world is one big family, we want to be capable to include everyone, all the circles, so that our group, doesn't matter where I'm located, if it's a virtual or physical group, that group will include as many circles as possible. Which means, in simple words, that everyone will be able to feel himself as Bnei Baruch. in the way that suits him now for his desire, his ability, for his lifestyle. And our growth as a family, from a couple who becomes a family, is this ability to enable that, to make it possible for everyone. And if we look at that thing called family, then in family there are different many aspects of our life. As students, in order to be a student of Rav, everyone has to start studying. We learned that is the first circle of our existence, studying. And then there are many questions. How do I study? With whom do I study? How much, how many times a week I have to study? How much is it enough to be a student? What am I doing during the lesson? There are many questions about it. Another circle, which is a circle of a society. Are we a 10 or few 10s wanting to get organized together, to establish a group, to realize ourselves together? So we have things that comes along with it. So who decides who's a member of the group, who's more, who's less? All kind of questions. What is the place of women in the group, if there is at all? 70% are women, so we should ask what is the place of men in the group. So we have many questions about that as well. And if we will take a general vision and a general approach of a family, and these are all the teams, all the friends in the team, all the organization, if we look at it from above, how do we sustain a family, we will be able to resolve many of the questions. Another circle is the moment we have a society, virtual or not, and we already implement ourselves this way, we also have the organization part of everything. We have to organize ourselves, we have to go outside to disseminate and to absorb new friends. That too should be organized and well-structured, and our society has to be built correctly in order to absorb newcomers. And if we grew already and we have women and real children, then we can raise a circle of the community. And this is the approach, as Shimon said. We cannot be a group that tries to imitate Petah Tikva or Moscow or the virtual 10 in Israel. Rather, every group out of this approach has to start building itself. And the moment the group and the society feel they have the ability to make a step forward, then they change their form accordingly. And out of this approach, we want to talk today and answer all your questions. One of the most important things of what Moshe said is the way we exist is the study. And what we learn, we have to implement into our lives. So everything we hear about during the workshops, all the rules of Rabash, how do we know how to talk nicely in the workshop, but we have to implement it in our workshops. We have to aspire such relationship. And if in the future we will be teachers for the whole world, then look what it means to be a teacher today. Every year we go through instructions and studying because we constantly study and we have to keep adding and keep learning, not just how to reach ourselves spiritually, rather how should the group grow inside, outside, all these circles, how to learn how to unite, to communicate, to disseminate, all those things, all these studies, it has to be part of our life. We, as individuals and a group, we constantly have to upgrade ourselves, upgrade our understanding. And really, once we want rules, another time we understand that to reach a rule as a group together, to discuss it and to reach something, it is more important than the result itself. And then we see that then what the next stage is, and we have to change, do resemble at what point to other groups, or to emphasize the uniqueness of our group. All that is a total process that we have to keep adding, learning process that we have to keep adding to.
Okay, we'd like to move on to the questions, but before you ask a question, if each one of you can ask himself whether the question I'm about to ask might be valid for other questions in the world. So we prefer, because we have a short time, to take questions or to discuss questions that touch as many groups as possible. So if this is a very specific problem to your group, it's better if you resolve it in some other chance with your coordinator. Right now, we prefer to hear things that maybe touch other groups, and others. This question is relevant to others. Can we get started? Maybe friends who are not here and want to ask questions. So please put up your hand. You have microphones to spread around the hall. Let's just start raising questions. And maybe also present yourself when you ask a question.
Antes que nada, español.
Can I speak Spanish? Yes.
Antes que nada, agradecerles. Mi nombre es Javier del grupo de Valparaíso.
My name is Javier. I come from the Valparaíso, Chile.
Y antes que nada, de parte de todos aquí nosotros les queremos agradecer mucho.
On behalf of everyone, we would like to thank you for this step that you enable us to take. There are many differences between groups from one region to another, including Latin America itself. There are great differences between countries and the style of the groups, different types of groups that we have.
Personalmente de mi grupo actual de Valparaíso.
I would like to share personally what is happening in my group in Valparaíso.
Tal vez de cierta forma como un ejemplo para otros grupos.
Perhaps it will set an example to other groups. In the sense that we're both a physical and a virtual group.
Situados en la ciudad de Valparaíso.
Most of the friends are in the city Valparaíso or nearby.
Tenemos amigos en la parte sur de Chile, el extremo sur de Chile y el extremo norte de Chile.
But we also have friends from the north and from the south, which is the most distant part in Chile. This then it exists less than a year. When it started, it was a very serious ten with daily work from the day it was established. And we would like to share with the friends from the World CLI our vast experience. There is no difference at all between the physical and virtual ten. If we want it to exist, from the day our ten was established, we do not notice if part of the ten is virtual or physical.
Varios amigos de nuestra decena eran amigos nuevos, recién salidos de grupo joven.
And most of the friends in the ten are friends who came from the young group.
Acoplarnos inmediatamente a una estructura de trabajo, ambos físico como virtual.
And that enabled us to build both a physical and virtual work between us. We didn't ask ourselves about it, we just worked, and that what made it work. I just wanted to share with you that we don't feel any difference in the work. And we expect to work with a much greater desire after this Congress.
Esta configuración virtual y física,
to scrutinize more this structure of a physical virtual group, and we want it to be a model for other groups as well, hopefully. Thank you.
Yes, other questions? Questions about the life of the group, working with the friends, please.
Hello, I'm Miguel from Argentina. I want to thank you for all this work that you have been doing for so long. and it reached all over the world. The question is about the first time I saw Rav in Mexico. We used to ask Rav, and what is happening with the Mexican group back then? And Rav said, hold on a minute. Back then he told us that there are three types of groups: Moscow, Petah Tikva, and New York. It was 11 years ago.
Nos comentó en ese momento que los grupos que se consideraban grupos eran grupos llamados grupos porque había por lo menos 10 personas trabajando juntos por 10 años.
Rav said that those groups are considered groups because there are 10 men working together for more than 10 years. And they invested and made everything, and they invested and did everything Petah Tikva was doing. I'm saying it because also the coffee cups in Moscow are exactly like in Petah Tikva, are the same. So my question is, what is the actual definition for a group in Bnei Baruch? Because we meet together, or because we pay maaser or disseminate, etc. So that is my question.
Latin America, etc. So, what is a group today? Nowadays, we don't run and open groups. Nowadays, we see that if there's no physical location that enables us to open a group, and if most of the connections are virtual, then we just follow the model of tents. A men's tent and men's tents, women's tents. We don't want to open up a group as a group. A group is something that enables us to get together and implement what we hear from Rav, to try to live in a way that is similar to how Rav is guiding us here in Petah Tikva, to meet for meals, to meet for Yeshivot Haverim, to meet for the sake of dissemination that we do together, to watch the lessons, of course. Why? Because when we work, if there is a possibility to be physically together, then of course the friction and all of the work is a lot more intensive, and this way also the disturbance come very quickly and they're very tangible. Of course, this also exists on a virtual domain. Well, there are more commitment in turn, greater commitment in terms of having to rent a place, etc. So, of course, this brings up a lot more room for connection between us. And this is the dynamics of the physical groups. Beyond that, we're talking about the tents. Also, what the friend talked about in Chile, besides Valparaiso, who are meeting in a physical place, we're talking about a men's tent or a women's tent. Maybe Boris would like to add to this model of the tent that's very much developed in Russia, and I think that we can all learn from that.
First, I wanted to say that this is a nice example for a question for discussion. I will give you an example. What does it mean, creation? You can start counting from Prina Aleph or Prina Daled, you can start talking about it after the shattering, or there are people, or perhaps developed people. So where do we start counting? When the creation really started? Same thing with the group. When does it start? People in the campus who study and you tell them that they're not a group, they will be greatly offended because they too are a group. So a group is something very dynamic. This is something that develops. This is something that aspires something. Yes, there is a group with many things of what you should aspire to. But all those things, all those steps, they too are called a group. And people who are not in tens yet, but they are still studying and they are in touch with other people, and during the lessons they are in workshops. That too is a group. So if sometimes we start using a term of you're in a group, or it's more than offending. It's also wrong. You have to look at it as something very dynamic. It's an excellent question, a question for discussion, and the discussion here is much more important than the result or the right answer that you'll get to in your group.
There is a certain approach that I think that is relevant to many questions that possibly could come up on the topic of the group. There is a process that I witnessed along with teams that worked with the Israeli groups over the recent years. The direction of the arrow, when we meet with a person who is interested in the wisdom of Kabbalah and he wants to come in, he wants to start studying with us, maybe he's watching the TV channel, maybe he enters campus, maybe he's just talking to me now. All of these circles, all of these people, there used to be this approach once that they have to be like me, that the arrow has to be leading this way. How can I put them on a track now? Where in the end, they will be at the point where I am in now. Then I come every day in the morning, I pay masir, I pay maintenance, I'm very much obligated to dissemination, I have a role, my whole life, as much as possible, surround around Kabbalah. So my goal when I met a person was to bring him to my state. And if I wouldn't be doing that, then at some point we would separate from that person. He doesn't want to be like me. Maybe there's no room for him in the group. I'm making it a bit extreme, but that was kind of the attitude. In recent years, a group, according to your question, a group is anyone that succeeds in building circles and help a person find his place, the place which is most suitable for him. Not what I wish for him, but what is most suitable for him right now. There are many groups in Israel right now that are cultivating a community of people who meet once a week. And they are students in every sense of it. They might stay in that kind of framework for years, maybe until Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction. But once a week, that's what's good for them. And they are okay. I'm not disregarding them because they did not reach the point of watching morning lesson every day, having a role in dissemination. Rather, I help them find a place that is suitable for them. And in parallel, I give them the opportunity, if they wish to increase their framework and their greater commitment, but only if it suits them. I help them if they want. If they don't want to, I don't reject them. The moment you activate that kind of thought of helping each one find the framework that is suitable for him, comfortable for him, with some help, if he wants to, I'll help him advance more. I will offer him things, I will encourage him, but not under pressure that in the end might reject him and make him completely leave. So this is the balance we're searching for.
I remember one of the groups, which was a pretty large group, 80 friends, and three friends came to Petach Tikva for Shabbat, and they saw what's going on here, and they decided that their group has to be exactly like Petach Tikva. And in just a few weeks, the group shrank from 80 to 20 because they put such great pressure that people couldn't bear. And I think that if we look at it on the one hand, as a family, Rav said, I heard him say that what keeps the groups is if they stick to what's going on to Petach Tikva on the one hand. On the other hand, how do we make everyone feel a part of this family? And I think that is the most urgent, most relevant topic for our life as groups, as circles, as something that wants to grow and bring more and more people to our path. On the one hand, we let a child, even a slow child and a quick child, a feeling that they're a part of the family. And on the other hand, he who can will be attached to the morning lesson in our activities and what Rav is leading us to as much as possible. So how can we do that? We need to take into consideration that I didn't see one group which is similar to another. Groups, even in Israel, are very different. A large group is completely different from the groups in the north or Jerusalem from Modin. Every group has a special character. And if there's a desire, love, connection, and there is a feeling of a family, so this is something that we build together. It's not simple. We build something which never existed in history before. We're building every day those stages of how to build this framework, how to build groups, how to build this method and tense. And if we build it with great sensitivity, out of love, and with the desire that we're all one family, then yes, there are large groups, hundreds of people, and there are groups because they're not sensitive enough or because they put too much pressure. I can tell you, I think and I feel that someone who's not completely in the activity, he himself, from within, he feels something pressuring him. But we have to let him feel that it's okay for now and give him an example, but not to push him away or make him feel as an external circle that is not part of us, part of our family. I think this is the stage that we're building together, and this is a mutual scrutiny, and it will keep rising again and again and again. More questions?
Ну, у всех товарищей в этом зале огромный опыт взаимодействия внутри своей группы.
All the friends who are here, they have a lot of grouping, a lot of experience working with their group.
У всех товарищей огромный опыт давления друг на друга внутри группы.
And many friends have great experience in pushing each other, pressuring each other within the group. Far less experience do we have in what we call putting pressure within the same language. And there is even less experience in the connection between the groups who are speaking different languages. In light of the fact that our next Congress is the Congress in the United States, we need to make it into a worldwide Congress. And Rab said that we should pressure the groups of North America. How do you, as coordinators, see the right way that we can do it between the groups? So that when we pressure, we don't pressure too much. And so that yet, when we try to push them in the right direction, we don't end up pushing them sideways. Because after the Congress, everybody has a lot of desire, a lot of energy, but we don't have experience with this kind of intergroup communication.
As Boris said, I think the answer is not an answer that will come from the stage or some guidance of what needs to be done. But in light of the understanding and sensitivity, friends have to think together, to think everything you've said, how to pressure them gently. We have to think about it together. From my experience, I think that we should turn something towards organizers. Rather, the American CLI has to feel that the world CLI stands behind it and expects from it as well, and beyond that, in the actions themselves. So we have to see it, decide on practical things, but that's the direction, general direction in general.
I want to add, a few years ago there was a congress in Europe where the entire world CLI kind of enlisted themselves to support. There was no pressure, but it was 10s from Israel. Every 10 from Israel was connected to another group. 10s from the world were connected to different groups in Europe. And I experienced it with all the friends in Europe as the best possible thing that happened to the European group since I remember myself in Beirut. And it wasn't a matter of pressure. So we have to distinguish between two things here. When we're talking about a group like New York, which is one entity, a very advanced organism that is now going to organize our next degree, and this group, as a group, can feel from us our expectations. We can, give them a little bit of, stinging. But like Rav showed us, but if we do everything with the approach of love, it will be no problem. We will simply engulf them, wrap them. What we talked about so far was our way, our attitude within the group, how the group grows from a group that just accepts people who stand or meet certain expectations, to a group that actually its inner strength enables more and more forms of circles, more and more forms of existence, so much so that we hear of saying, how much can we even tolerate or enable all kinds of forms of friends while they're not slandering? So we're growing or developing a very diverse family here.
I think, as was said here, we should have a discussion, invite teams from all languages, representatives of groups, having a forum, and starting discussing how to advance it, how to raise the importance. we see that what's working is to give an example, to give an example, an inspiration to each other, as we keep saying, even inside the group, an example and thought. So how to give an example, how to work together? There's room for discussion. We need to meet and discuss it and start making this connection between the groups who will be able to inspire each other.
Nathan and his wife. I don't see Nathan here. Where is he? Nathan? Nathan from and his wife have been staying with us for a week with our family. And I think what gave birth to his question is their entry into one of our families and then seeing a little bit how our daily routine is built and what it is that we do. And we told them about the children and the framework of the children and our classes for children and the fact that there is a community here. And maybe this ignited some desire to build a community. And the best answer we receive from the friends now, from your experience, is that it has to be, you have to adapt the reality to this country and to the greater community that we live in, and that you can't tomorrow come and become a community in some city or country where you don't yet have the ground to build such a thing up. Everything is built from the tents grow and they develop, and it's one long school, and engaging in the development is what builds the group, builds this thing that's called group. And in every stage, this thing is called a group. And the more it grows, the needs grow, and the interconnections grow. One other small tip about our way to make a connection with friends in the world. Klee, in my phone I have 20 or 30 friends who are spread all over the world. And once in a while, in our 10, we send them some quote, we send some short clip. That action takes 10 seconds. Within 10 seconds, I send some attention. Attention that takes 10 seconds to 20 people all over the world. And 20 people all over the world, when they receive those 10 seconds that I send them, for them, it's, wow, someone on the other side of the world is thinking about me.
To add a little bit to what Erez just said, really, we have to distinguish between what is the purpose of community, meaning we as a community, we have about 700 people, which is 300 men, 400 women. And the purpose of that community is to support a group of study, men or women, doesn't matter. I am responsible the community, and I know where the line draws. Meaning, when the community, if the group of those who study start serving the community, that's wrong. So we have to create a supportive environment for the group who will be able to advance spiritually, both in study and dissemination. And I think that is the right dissemination. And this way we can understand where the line is drawn between men, women, community, and community. There are different events that we do in the evenings, trips for boys and girls. Things we organize on our spare time beside the study and dissemination, and that gives a supportive environment and creates a positive atmosphere in the family and makes the family come here with a smile.
Yes, something else which is really important, I didn't hear it being brought up, so I would like to add that we are constantly talking about a group and we see before us a men's group. But actually we know that in the world Klee, and also in the Israeli Klee, and everywhere, the majority are women. And women always have the ability to balance the wisdom of life, the motherhood, the motherly aspect, the gentle, wise aspect. It's not a coincidence that more women stay on the path, even though I don't know how many come in, men or women, but we have more women. That's a fact. So when we take some decision now to expel someone or to take some decision to do something extreme, or always consult with the women's group. with the men who, women who are part of that place? Is it wise? Is it correct? Is it done in the right way? Women have greater tact than men. They have greater gentleness. It's in their nature. We see it. So give more weight to the women's aspect in every decision you take everywhere in any group all over the world. 100% it will bring balance. It will bring a different kind of thinking. It will bring a more gentle and correct and smarter form of doing things. It's worthwhile to do that. And also in terms of the women, don't be shy and come and say, that's our part, this is our group, this is our home. We also want to be among those who determine our future. And then many extreme things and rash decisions could be avoided.
And like in any other place with many people, the only rule, as we said in the work in the groups, is we work with love. We make room for everyone. I know, as one who comes from the groups, the group is not an homogeneous community. There are many people with many desires and different characters, and we aspire to make room for everyone to develop and to channel it correctly towards dissemination and work in the group. By willing to accept everyone and not setting a framework. Rather, work according to our heart, Bala Sulam and Rav. By that, we enable decent, good community life.
More questions? Women can also ask questions. There in the back, I think there's a lady. If you can bring her the microphone, put up your hand so they can see you.
למי יש מיקרופון? בעלי מיקרופון תרימו יד.
תשאל אתה בינתיים.
Anyone who has a microphone, put up your hand. You can go ahead and ask in the meanwhile.
Спасибо за возможность такую. Вы знаете, что меня интересует? Вот, выходя на распространение, насколько я могу быть уверена, что я правильно передаю то, что нам передают каббалисты?
How can I be certain that I'm conveying what Kabbalists are telling us through my dissemination? I'm not certain that I can convey properly what Rav is conveying us, and it confuses me a lot. And as a result, I can confuse other people. So excuse me and thank you.
I think that dissemination is another topic, another area that we have to learn like anything else. And we do study it and we consult, and in every specific case we have to decide specifically. You can't just speak in general. But here, I think that it would be good if we will dedicate the rest of the time actually to social questions. If we're on this topic, I suggest not to spread to other issues. Pablo, question, please.
Buenas tardes, amigos.
Good afternoon, dear friends, friends and World Cli. I'm Pablo from Peru. I want to talk from the perspective of the consumer. I'm new here.
Tengo varias condiciones especiales este tiempo.
Kama tnaim miyuchadim. I have a few special conditions during this time. I live in a city 2 hours from the city where Nathan lives.
Estoy en mi ciudad solo.
Ani levad ba'ir sheli. I'm alone in my city. The group is in Moyobamba. So this is one difficulty that I'm facing. The other thing is, after I was in the young group, I was given a Latin American 10 with friends from Peru and Ecuador. So my experience throughout this time is of a lot of confusion. Where should I invest? What should I invest my time to? Because I didn't know how to help my local group, how to disseminate in my own city, how to give strength to the Latin American 10, how to be a part of the World Kli, and how to feel a part of the Petach Tikva family. So I feel myself what Nathan said today during the morning lesson. I take part of his despair. He wants to feel more active, and at the same time I feel that we don't have enough time, and just being here is also a great effort. But I'm also aware of the great, tremendous efforts that you all do. I even feel that I don't want to ask Rav or anyone else not to be a burden to anyone. I don't know if it's a question or a sensation that I want to share with you, but after such a great congress,
and
I'm grateful to the Creator for allowing me to participate in such a great congress. This is my first congress, and it left such a strong impression in me. I'm aware to the fact that I needed to come to Israel to experience all that. I would never be able to experience such sensations in my country. On the other hand, the World Kli cannot exist without being a virtual, without being virtual. So perhaps this is a moment where we have to rebuild everything and or to ask ourselves everything from the beginning. Excuse me for saying that. What comes to me naturally is that Petach Tikva represents the physical part, and the World Kli represents the virtual part. And perhaps through a model that will consist of these two opposite forces, will we find the path for future sake, L'chaim.
Well, first of all, I'm very grateful to Pablo for sharing his true emotions, because we don't always know it until things actually happen. And they, if you talk about things, then it's possible to answer, it's possible to try to resolve it together. Because like Shimon said, it's not an exact science. I remember Shimon once said that when the Israeli group started, there was some dilemma, and he thought that he has a clear answer for it, and he went to ask Rav, to consult with Rav about this topic, and Rav gave him exactly the opposite answer of what we thought was the right answer. No translation? What, in Spanish? It's for everyone? Oh, everyone don't have translation right now? 1, 2, do you have translation? It's okay, we have it back. So what I'm saying is that indeed this is something which is evolving, and we have to build it together. It's not that we have some clear single answer. the experience of small groups that are also mixed together through virtual tents, it's because a small group doesn't always have the enough strength, and then if at least a part of the tent was working in the same area, people have the daily work. If in the local group you don't have enough power, for that this combination was born. And of course we have to check every issue specifically. This happens to be a specific topic for you, but in general, what Pablo said about understanding the virtual model and how to work on it, this is something that we're trying to build throughout, and we will be happy if there are other friends who can share, who can turn to us, to Boaz, Gilad, me, Moshe, Yudit, and together we will be able to develop something that might be more suitable for the virtual friends. Certainly, we're not pretentious enough to say that we have the ideal model here. Far from it. This is something that will always be evolving. So it's worthwhile to talk about it. And we'll also speak specifically about Mayobamba and the virtual friends in South America, in Peru and Ecuador. But we invite all the friends who have any ideas and the topic is close to their hearts to turn to their language coordinators, and through that we will be able to develop the virtual model.
Yeah, I wanted to say the main thing here is the connection. We should consult each other inside the group, inside itself. It's very hard to reach something true, something real, up to a point that it is impossible, like the example we heard, meaning the connection with the coordinators and those who are responsible of other groups, the connection of all types, that is the solution.
Okay, good afternoon. Hello, people. Well, my question is the following. We see in Brazil that there is a few engagement. There is a lot of people that subscribe to the virtual center, education center, and the engagement is still not enough.
אנחנו רואים שיש בברזיל המון אנשים שנרשמים ל-learning center, אבל העירוב שלהם, ההשתתפות שלהם היא עדיין מאוד קטנה.
We have a gigantic data bank with a lot of emails.
יש לנו מאגר מידע עצום עם המון כתובות מייל.
And there are a lot of subscribers.
יש המון אנשים שנרשמים.
But it sounds to me,
אבל נשמע לי,
that we will have to deal with the language. When I say language, I say the way is been doing the education center.
שצריך להתמודד עם השפה, כלומר עם האופן שבו מתנהל ה-learning center.
So we can get more engagement, more people retained in the groups.
כדי שנוכל לעורר יותר השתתפות מצידם ולשמור ושאנשים יותר ייכנסו וישארו יותר זמן בקבוצה.
The friends are doing the with a lot of passion and a lot of dedication. What I feel it's required now is a new treatment on the full material, since the audio and visual stuff to the booklets that are sent,
חברים עושים את זה המון שוקה, אבל נראה שיש צורך באיזשהו ארגון חדש, מי שיכלול בתוכו מאודיו ועד לספרונים את כל ההיקף הזה.
We are dealing with a multi-platform generation.
כי זה דור של המון פלטפורמות במקביל.
So what you guys can tell about it this today? I know this is something that is going on and
אני יודע שזה משהו שמתרחש מאחורי הקלעים, אבל אולי תוכלו להגיד כמה מילים על זה היום, על ההתפתחות של אופני הגישה לקהל.
I want to start this conversation, so
הייתי רוצה להתחיל את השיחה הזו.
No more. Thank you.
טוב, שאלה ממש טובה.
Well, this is a really good question, because it's a part of what we're talking about. When we say learning center nowadays, many friends might think, what is the learning center? Well, you see a person or two on the screen who are talking to us, giving us lessons, because this is the form of study that we're familiar with. What is we? The people who want to study Kabbalah and want to combine Kabbalah into their lives. This is a form that is suitable for us, but it is a form that is suitable only to 0.0001% of the world. And like Danilo is saying, this is a part of the changes that we went through. or that we are going through in order to grow and become a family that includes more and more forms and circles and different desires. Therefore, in order for us to have a relationship with our customer, those people are our customers, we want them to be our customers, and have some connection with them, we need to adapt the special food that we have prepared for them. This is the food that we're used to eating. We used to a lesson of 3 hours, etc. We have to start adapting our products to them, to smaller bites, according to different audiences. Women, men, things that are closer to their daily lives. And in general, to think, what is a person who starts asking himself questions today about meaning, what is all of this for, how can I justify my life, what's beyond, etc., such things, to give them very small bites that are suitable to a person so they can chew on them. And through that, he will start consuming more and more materials until he will be able to choose to advance towards a more obligating environment, like a learning center on a certain day and hour. Like as we're talking about the groups, also when we speak about dissemination, we need to think about these forms of different circles, different connections that will suit a person from the street who has a question. He wants a clip, and he'll get that clip, and that's it. But he will appreciate the wisdom of Kabbalah. And this process, our whole organization is going through it over the last year, and we're all renewing, and we want to invent an environment. We call it portal or learning center, but it should be an environment for every person. And maybe you can add.
I will add, I assume that the friend is talking from his acquaintance in the Spanish-speaking world. So indeed, in Spanish, you can say that the Spanish department is on stage, Gili and more friends who volunteer and help with all their hearts. There is difficult. I know in Russian and English, and also in Europe, they work very hard exactly on what you're describing, creating new products, self-study, short courses, meaning of life, Zohar, perception of reality, new topics. And first of all, we see success in it already. We can already see that the engagement is twice, four times is greater. There is room for improvement, but this is the direction that we aspire to. And beyond that, we have to understand the figures. You say that there's a mini list and a small engagement. That's fine. That's normal. Not that I'm trying to excuse myself, but even when you're looking at external systems, there are millions of systems. The figures are identical. You have hundreds of thousands of registrations who take the course, even less those who graduate. So you need to understand that this is a natural structure. There will always be people in the furthest away layer, as Moshe described, for whom you need to adapt clips and simple products, and they will remain there. And only 10% of them will take a more advanced product, and 10% of them will take an even more advanced product. And out of all these people, you will be left with a small percentage, which are the teachers and the leaders, which is us. So we are constantly trying to improve it, and we will be happy to hear more advice and ideas. And everything that is successful in other languages like Russian, Spanish, English, we will share it between languages.
I wanted to add one question, Danilo, about the question. You asked about two different things. You asked about the group and people's involvement, and also about the level of dissemination of materials. We have two levels here. The whole world is going through this process that Gilad was talking about. In Spanish, we're also building a new education center following the same model. And at the same time, in the groups, it goes back to what Shai noted before. There are circles of participation. From what you said, if we understand it correctly, you want people to participate more, to sign up to the group, people who finish the young group, let's say, and are not doing anything.
Both things. We see that there is a large engagement, a large subscribing people. And few retention. Few people come to the end of the training center, and few people get in the
learning center, ועוד יותר, עוד פחות נכנסים לקבוצה.
So they are getting discouraged during the time of the training center. They're leaving.
הם עוזבים, כאילו, מאבדים, הם לא מגיעים למחצית שלו, רובם.
What is not good?
מה לא עובד?
They didn't saw everything.
כי הם, אולי הם לא ראו את הכל, אולי הם לא טעמו את הכל.
So if they had tasted all,
אז אם הם היו אולי טועמים,
not made the engagement,
I would understand
if
it is the time of time of maturity,
maybe
some time to search for the group
later on.
But what I feel is that it's a matter of the strategy we are using to cross the conversation and the strategy we are using to show the knowledge. Maybe this is the point.
Well, we want to focus more on the structure of the group here. I'm just saying that indeed in Portuguese, in Brazil, people may not know the context. Many people sign up for campus, many people sign up for the young group and even graduated, and then they want to join the group. Not necessarily later, they're active in the group or they may even drop out. On the other hand, again, I want to mention what Rav Shai said before. We don't necessarily want to bring them to where we are. This is something we have to remember, that you have some idea of what does it mean, a certain level of engagement. Maybe their level of engagement is just to get an email from you and watch lessons when it's convenient for them. And that, by that in itself, they participate with us. And the fact that they've reached this level is something great in itself. So you have to always weigh things, but certainly we can scrutinize more. And the friends here want to share about the point in the heart in Israel.
I want to tell you a little bit about the tense here in terms of our existence. Just a word about what Danilo mentioned. One of the things that happened today here, we try to adapt to everyone a framework for his study that will enable him to realize himself in the 100% that he defined for himself, according to which he will say, I feel a Kabbalist. Even if it's a one day, a week, a month, or a year, we are committed to provide a study framework for every such person. So the first framework is the campuses, and then we have two other semesters, and then we have another framework which we have created, which is called the Point in the Heart. The community of the Point in the Heart, these are people who graduated through the two previous semesters, and then they come to a lesson once a week, and they can stay there if they want the entire life in that framework. If they want something beyond, then they can come from the Point in the Heart and enter the groups. Same thing here in the group of Petach Tikva. The group of Petach Tikva, here too we have a young group of the Petach Tikva group. If you want to enter that group, then you enter the young group, Petach Tikva young group. You go through a certain process, and then after a while, we welcome here into the group. But the principle is simple. We have to give a study framework for everyone so that he will be able to implement himself 100% with the best conditions that he needs. That is our that is the principle. That is our guideline. So about the tens. In Petach Tikva, today we have about 32 tens. In numbers, it is over 400 friends in those 32 tens. Now, how did we divide the tens? Over 2.5 years, we're in the same tens. Men tens. Also women, by the way, not just men. So how did we divide those tens? It was done according to... We mix friends who participate X times a week in the morning lesson, and we made a mini society for every 10. So my 10 is not comprised only from people who come all week long. My 10 is a mini cosmos of the Petach Tikva group, in which there are people who come to the morning lesson every day or just 3 times a week, and some come only once a month to the morning lesson, if at all. But they still have room here because they want to be a part of the 10. They see themselves a part of the group, so we gave them the opportunity and the place. Now, how do we work between us? We have an agenda. We have the schedule that we follow. Inside the 10s, most of us has decided that the main thing for us is the morning lesson. And this is how we build our lives accordingly. First of all, we start with the morning lesson. Each determined a framework for himself. There's a friend who says, I come to the morning lesson once a week. So once a week, he knows that the 10 will do everything possible that he asked her to do. He asked them, call me, help me come once a week to the morning lesson. We will do everything so that once a week he will be here. Same thing about a friend who asked to do it 3 times a week or all week long. And this is how we look after each other. After the morning lesson, we have the rest of the day. And during the day, every 10 decided for itself their agenda. Some connect few times a day to a Zoom conference. Some don't connect at all. Some just do a WhatsApp workshop during the day. So it differs greatly according to the different tens. But the principle here is to try and find some common ground which is convenient for everyone, which is suitable for everyone. And it doesn't come to impose anything upon all the members of the 10. Rather, the 10 has to find its own framework. In addition to that, in the 10, there are friends who have the ability to come to the Zohar lesson in the evening. So they do. Some cannot. And that's fine too. We accept them as well. And they are members with us as well. And some friends disseminate at the same time. So what am I trying to say here? The 10 has to enable everyone to have his own place. And we need to separate. There are 2 levels. When Rav is talking to us, he is giving us the spiritual guideline, the inner guideline, according to which we have to live in our internality. Then it is in our hands to take Rav's approach, the Kabbalist approach, and to transform it to what can be transformed into actions. Perhaps from everything we will hear, the only thing we will be able to do is pray for the friends, and we will say that. But there are things that we will be able to transform into actions, that we will be able to implement them between us in actual fact. So about the tens, constantly, if you have questions, anything, don't keep it to yourself. Ask, consult us. In every given moment, you can contact all the heads of the different languages. You can send it to unity.chevra@gmail.com. Every question you might have, ask questions, consult. You're not a little kid if you ask questions. To the contrary, by asking, by trying to study from other people's experience, it gives you tools with which you can make a decision. So if we didn't decide today, we will decide in a week from now. So what? The main thing is not keep it to yourself. Ask questions. Here in Petah Tikva, we said we wanted, in those 2.5 years that we are in tents, we said, now we will build tents. And we will follow the approach that everyone come to every morning lesson, everyone pay maser, everyone disseminate, and so on and so forth, all the way through. And we tried to build something like it, and we saw that if we will do it, then this whole diamond, this beautiful thing that we see here, will be greatly damaged. And out of that, and out of what we've heard from Rav and consulting everyone, all the different factors in society, we decided not to make such drastic steps because the purpose is not let only a single person into spirituality, but the whole society. And this is what we're trying to do.
Maybe add one word to what Danilo said about the involvement of students in dissemination, entry to the group and studies. I think this is related to everyone because all of our groups want to grow in terms of numbers. Over the last year in Israel, we've been dealing this circle, this group called the framework of the point in the heart. These are students who finished campus, who, as far as they're concerned, also in terms of how we are concerned, they're not yet mature enough to enter the framework of a group. Doesn't matter if it's virtual or not. The moment that we open up this framework, we gave birth to a place for students. What happens is that we see hundreds of students all over Israel who feel themselves as a part of Bnei Baruch. They see themselves as a part of Bnei Baruch. And they learn in a framework of 1 day a week. I remember that first people from the groups didn't understand this phenomenon. How can it be that they're here for so long? How come they're not going in? What are they doing there? What's there to do? The moment that we enabled this place, it's a place where we send all over Israel a couple of lecturers, of teachers, actually the best ones we have, and we give them some contents, social contents, educational contents. They study intense. What happened there is that the moment we allow them to develop, we saw that in the tents, amazing friendships are created, both for the men and the women. We saw that these people are actually asking, let us be more involved, give us roles, duties. We saw that the people themselves have become the linking element between us and the people and all of Israel. For example, lately we had introductory lectures. We took friends from the Point in the Heart community who stood before the public and told them, where was I before I came to know the wisdom of Kabbalah and where I am today? And without offending our amazing lecturers, I think this by itself did 50% of the job. We did an experiment, and some of the friends in the Point in the Heart are today the campus representatives instead of the representatives from the groups, and we're going to implement it because they are closer to the public. And another interesting phenomenon that is happening today is that they themselves, as groups, as tents, are beginning to ask to fit into the main group. So the fact that we give a room and a possibility to those people who want to grow, this truly is a necessary need for us as a world group to start developing and to enable additional frameworks, frameworks of transition. So we're saying you need to be patient and open up those frameworks, open more and more forms of interconnection so that all people will be able to find their place and from there gradually to develop or to advance according to their desire.
Let me just say something based on what he was saying. We have a pretty big city where I'm living now, Sorocaba, and we are 600,000 people.
אנחנו 600,000 איש בעיר שאני גר בסורוקאבה.
Right now we just structured the first we finished the first season of education.
ועכשיו סיימנו את המחזור הראשון של education center.
We have something about 20 frequent people.
יש לנו כ-20 משתתפים קבועים בקבוצה הפיזית.
And we were thinking, what is the rule to open more than one place of education center,
more than one
in the city? What is the rule for that? How it's done? How we can say, okay, our city need one more spot?
מתי אפשר לומר שאנחנו צריכים עוד מקום פיזי נגיד בתוך עיר מסוימת?
תרשו לי לענות לו.
Can I answer? To be a Kabbalist, it's to take such a life upon myself that I'm constantly learning and developing. It's to be in a state that I'm acquiring this gentleness, this delicacy, compared to my environment and my family and my children and even my neighbors, towards anything. The matter of dissemination, that's the second stage, because what am I disseminating? It's a wisdom that I acquire with time. I can't take this pattern, some book, some mold, and try to apply it on anybody else, because every group is different. Every area in the world is different. The key to everything and our common denominator that actually answers all these questions is just being gentle. The delicacy of the soul is to see the friend as this one being. There's a whole life behind this friend. When a friend comes today and tells me what his framework is or what his desires, it's true to that specific moment when everything was said. Maybe the next moment it'll be different. We have to develop that gentleness, that sensitivity towards one another. And along with this, give everything I can and all the best example that I give. And to scrutinize my personal example, not to scrutinize the friend.
We will finish and move to the lesson. I'm sure we only succeeded in covering a very small part of what we could speak of in potential, but this is a prolonged discussion, ongoing discussion that we very much want to continue. But if we try to summarize also from a lot of experience from the Israeli groups, that they are similar, of course they are also different, but there is a lot of similarity between the Israeli groups and the groups all over the world. If there's one message we would like to give you, is that this direction of the thought, which is also what we call our Congress, we are all one family. We are all leaders, everybody sitting here in the hall, everybody listening to us. You are a part who is leading in your region. You are leading your group. So let's together, all of us, try to develop this model of a family. And it will have all kinds of forms and all kinds of shades, but our thought should be about how do we make the group bigger? How do we enable more and more people to be inside the wisdom of Kabbalah? So this will be a part of their lives, a small part, a greater part. We have room for everyone. We help them to advance, but we also accept them the way they are. So that's the balance we talked about. And this discussion is something we will have to talk more and more about and consult more about and have questions. But that's the direction we want to think of. We don't want to take more time from the lesson. This is why we're now going to move, well, to maybe if there are more questions, we can answer them on some other opportunity, I think.
So we're going to go straight to the lesson with a nigun for preparation. Let's connect. La 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 la